Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of...
Blog Talk Radio.
You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. You really think they ready for you? Nah. You think they really ready for you? Nah. You think that there'll be many of you? Nah. You really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking, Chris, shrinking. Nah, I just don't brag about the deals I've been inking. Honorary degrees from Lincoln. I cross borders like no sheikins and do albums in a weekend. I'm hip-hop speaking, never the weakling. I'm the truth, man, so what are y'all speaking? Them lies and them liars, I still make flyers. I still ride bands and say MC for hire. Outfits for fire anywhere, any place. Mama never told you to stay out of grown folk face. Then you got them rappers with that cold broke face. They torn around the world, then they going no place. My KRS One moves at its own pace. On vegetable oil, no gas, no waste. Then you got these intellectuals, really they sexual, but they wanna remain respectable. Stop frying.
Do you think
they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Do you think they really ready for you? Nah. Do you think that there'll be many of you? Nah. Do you really think they ready for you? Nah. Thinking me, I say impeccable, running circles around these intellectuals. What a spectacle. They get mad when I say I and God are identical. You better get on your knees and praise them. These conspiracy theory rappers, I blaze them too. Deja vu, you seen this all before me, slaying your crew. I'm known by all the kids. I studied Dr. King, man, and all he did. People don't stop calling Chris for gigs. Cause when I'm on the mic, man, I flip they lid. Me getting bullshit. I can't even count all the dough this month I did. From coast to coast, we roasting toast. I'm hot, me and the ice can't get close.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? There'll be many of you now. Do you really think they're ready for you now? Do you think they're really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they're ready for you now? Revolutionaries know the game. We take away the pain like Novocaine. Knowledge reigning supreme, you know the name. This the name that don't play all them games. I ain't gonna call no names or take away no fame. But the airwaves is a shame. And the public don't know who to blame. So they blame rappers like we are insane. Like we are to blame for society's pain. Like they don't know for sure what's in our brains. The more things change, the more they stay the same. Same style oppression, socially rearranged. Many of our problems we already overcame, but we stuck in the past, can't see the change. Stuck in the Hyundai, can't see the range. Stuck in the towers, can't see the planes.
Do
you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now? Do you think they really ready for you now? Do you think that there'll be many of you now? Do you really think they ready for you now?
Going on, everybody. Jimmy Lee's Underground Radio. I'm not going 3 hours, but I did start a half an hour earlier, so I'm going to try to get 90 minutes in today. Talk to me Tuesday. And it's what's going on Thunder Tuesday. Is it goodbye Thunder Tuesday? This is the game that makes it or breaks it for the Thunder and makes it or breaks it for my guys. I'm going to play a couple of cuts. Then I'm going to the top 10. Then, you know, around 8 o'clock, I'm going to be playing music coming back and forth and going back and forth with topics, but I'm going to be tuning in and out the game because I'm not going to be lying with y'all. If I wasn't dedicated to all y'all that have been listening to me, I wouldn't even be on right now. I'd be in the game with all the rest of the people that's not stuck online or Facebook. All right, everybody, let me start off my theme song for the Miami Heat.
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
Look at him. you need, but you need, I got what you need, but you need,
look at that,
what you need, but you need, I got what you need.
LOLOLOL, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, or who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Mueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Mille, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit was moving free, baby.
Had a conference with the DJ,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the heat play?
Yeah.
Niggas take ballers these days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need? What you need? I got what you need. What you need?
Yeah.
What you need? What you need, I got what you need.
What's up, what's up, motherfucker, where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house, where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is, tell him I just want my racks.
Racks on racks on racks,
racks.
Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks, 100 stacks.
How you get it?
Nigga laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could get you this feeling. I'm planking on the million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bank, I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on no strip ass.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79th. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I was made in Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to our top.
Come on, home. I got what you need. What you need.
Come on, home.
What you need. What you need. I got what you need. What you need.
Come on, home.
Poppy girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rah. Get low, rah. Get loose, rah. Get low, rah. Shake it, girl, shake it on the floor. Water dry. Poppy girl, drop it on the floor. Get loose, rah. Get low, rah. Get loose, rah. Get low, rah. Get you with the dick, you got the number stick. I say I got a battle, but it's where you let me lick.
Underground Radio Network. That was J.J. Johnson, Vulnerology, kicking with the theme of Black Music Month. About to go into our top 10 any minute now. And we got tip off for the game in 1 second, just in a minute. We're going to see who's going to be what and what's going to be where. But what's Black History Month without the king of Black History Music? What's Black History Music Month without a king of Black History Music? Or Black Music Month? Black History Month, Black Music Month, it's all the same. Stevie Wonder.
Oh, shame. Nothing for your joy and pain. But I'll be loving you always. And today I know I'm living but tomorrow. But make me the path for that I must fear. For I'll know deep in my mind the love of me I left behind. Cause I'll be loving you.
Children will tell. Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221.
Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. Pure, solid, 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join, visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network. Well, let's go to our number 10 cut on our top 10. Happy Juneteenth, everybody.
You say you can't go out because you ain't got a fish. Well, I'll buy you some. That's not an issue. Say your baby daddy is a madman with a pistol. That's not an issue. Say when you go out, let them haters try to get you. But I'll be a bodyguard, that's not an issue. You ain't got no bread, you still bring your friends. I'll bump for all of y'all, that's not an issue. Listen, let me tell you one thing.
got no bread. I buy you something to wear, pay for pie to do your head. I promise you your BB and those haters aren't an issue. Just watch how they freeze up when they see who with you, with you. You say you can't go out cause you ain't got a fish to. Well, I'll buy you something that's not an issue. You say your baby daddy is a madman with a pistol. Ha 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 ha, that's not an issue. You say when you go out that them haters try to get you. But I'll be a bodyguard, that's not an issue. If you ain't got no bread, you can still bring your friends to. I'll bump for all of y'all, that's not an issue.
I'm super high above the clouds and I'm not coming back. I'm rolling out these pills, I'm woke like an insomniac. I hit the club 24/7 every day of the week. I'm searching for another big booty freak. I'm geeky. Paying for the whole way. He ain't gonna fuck him up. Won't see no woman telling the broad to go and call a friend. Oh yeah, I'm so wasted, so out of space. See so many hoes, man, I get so many faces. So many occasions. They know that while they're blowing up. I got them throwing up. Say you and your man in the fallout. You're not in a relationship. It's not official. What? But that's not my issue.
You say you can't go out cause you ain't got a bitch. Well, I'll buy you something that's not an issue. Say your baby daddy is a madman with a pistol. Ha 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 ha, that's not an issue. Say when you go out that them haters try to get you. But I'll be a bodyguard, that's not an issue.
Gon' call your friends too. We gon' do it big. Everything on me, don't worry about your man. Cause I got that thing on me. Bottles of rosé, shots of the Jose. Grey Goose and Perp, goddamn we feeling lovely. She say she got no money, nothing to worry but shit, it's okay. That boy got cake, so we gon' party like it's your birthday. Your heels match your band, so fuck what a hoe say. Shorty just mad, hating, wanna be in your place. 100 to the DJ, just to recognize us. Here's 1,000 off and one to throw and stun up on them haters.
You say you can't go out cause you ain't got a bitch too. Well, I'll buy you something that's not an issue. Say your baby daddy is a madman with a pistol. Ha 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 ha, that's not an issue. Say when you go out that them haters try to get you. But I'll be a bodyguard, that's not an issue. If you ain't got no bread, you can still bring your friends to. I'll bump for all of y'all, that's not an issue.
Tommy James, Stocks Vegas, Issues on the countdown. Let's go with Coolin' on the countdown.
We gon' take you back in the timeline. Number one hit, Brr, Cool. Check it out. Goes like this.
Wow.
Come on. So epic.
I remember way back in 96 when Harv decided to sit me down upon that bench. He told me I could have anything I wanted to get, and I could fuck the game up depending how I put it in. Just stay on your pen, never chase a chick, and always stay focused or hustle out the trench. And if you do a little sin, say a prayer for repent. Cause that's how it is when you're growing up in Quill. I'm from the place with the $7 haircut, fresh fit, put together dope when it's paired up. The place for little niggas really ain't scared much. Probably on the block right now with a prepared Dutch. But they mind right for the double up. They keep that nine tucked tight cause they don't knuckle up. But when they see Braille, they yell, what the fuck is up? And I'm coolin' it, then you can catch me.
Coolin' with my head in the sky now. Looking at a watch, you can tell us by the time. Cash,
Now a little older, baby mama drama, and they say she tripping cause Braille with a different girl. But you know what's funny? That girl was Kelly Bundy, and I'm Dwayne Wayne from a different world. I thought she loved me, but it got ugly. I moved on, but she turned to be the same girl. 5 years later, chilling at the crib. Now 4 kids, cooling with my only girl. I know it gets rocky like Colorado, but if you make it through that storm, homie, I bravo. We out here, ka-ching that, I live by those models. Probably in the VIP with a bunch of models. Rosé bottles, nah, I did that. I'm trying to find a way to put my city on the map. Sold out shows with a Yale Braille mat, cause I get down like that.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
Next year they say the world ends, so now they got the whole world in a whirlwind. But I'm prepared, never scared with my girlfriend. All black, militant, sipping Pearl gin on my grown man, savvy like Earl Flynn. So when I walk by, all you hear is narrow wind. They say that boy Cole still in his black teeth with diamond cuts in his mold. Outcast in my tape deck, half a stick, cause I ain't even take it to the face yet. I light it up and glide in my space jet. I'm so winning, it's like I'm in a lace bet. I work millions, damn, that's a great check. With a mind to protect it like great sex. I got this game in the glove like Apex. I drop now and I ain't even got it to yet.
Coolin' with my head in the sky, now looking at a watch, you can tell us about the time.
You can't let that catch you back.
You don't know. Oh, Dana. Yo, check it. Yeah. No matter if you're not ridiculous, but not gonna be ridiculous. The father of the blessing in abundance, for us. You take your life serious and live your life so dangerous. Now this is just you don't know in my bad purpose. Great is your love, that is coming from above. More than kisses and hugs, it is all about the blood. No jealousy, no rush, no pushing, no shove. Stand firm, be strong, one of a friend of mine.
We all look for miracles each and every day. A quick fix that will temporarily carry us away. Each of us has questions about the road that we should take. Cause we know there's a consequence for the choices that we make.
Forgive me for I am a sinner. I'm battling with my flesh and that one we know as the tempter. I am not a quitter, but sometimes I do wrong. And when I do wrong, it's hard for me to move on without feeling guilt, without feeling shame. I can't point the finger, I am the one to blame. I can't really explain, all I can say is I did it. But I'm before you now with the heart that's repentant. Got myself tangled up, now my spirit strangled up. I know what I'm in for, chasing is about to come. I am not a bastard, I am one of your sons. Have mercy on me and deal with me in love. Cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to plead. Have mercy on me. I made a choice and I know it was wrong. You about to spank me, but I'm saying hold on. And have mercy on me. Cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to plead. Have mercy on me. I made a choice and I know it was wrong. You about to spank me, but I'm saying hold on. And have mercy on me. There's so many things that's tempting in this world to me. When I don't have a thing, Satan shows the world to me. Sometimes I feel trapped,
like what?
Like I ain't free. As the cross of Jesus Christ allows me to be. It has to do with bad choices and decisions made. I tear myself down, but God, you always renovate. I'm at the throne of grace, cause I need help now. I'm laying on my face, cause I need help now. I did put up a good fight for a long while, till I finally reached the point to throw in the towel. And I finally broke down and gave in to that violation we all know is sin. Cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to plead. Have mercy on me. I made a choice and I know it was wrong. You about to spank me, but I'm saying hold on. And have mercy on me. Cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to plead. Have mercy on me. I made a choice and I know it was wrong. You about to spank me, but I'm saying hold on. And have mercy on me. It's a certain standard that I should live to each day. But through my failures and my mistakes, wisdom was gained. When you know better, many stripes is coming. Instead of provoking God's wrath, you should seek his loving. Don't beat yourself up, but pick yourself up. Get back in the race and then start to run. Watch your step and try to make the best move. And before you choose, ask, what would Jesus do? Yeah, we all sin. Yeah, we fall short.
We do.
But that shouldn't be a crutch for our support. Keep trying to please God. Even if you fail, keep trying to please God and try not to fail. Cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to plead. Have mercy on me. I made a choice and I know it was wrong. You about to spank me, but I'm saying hold on. And have mercy on me. Cause at that moment, God, I just got weak. So I'm making a petition to plead. Have mercy on me. I made a choice and I know it was wrong. You about to spank me, but I'm saying hold on. And have mercy on me.
Okay.
know, you ain't heard. Every time you in the street, I'm in the street trying to move a bird. But I see you watching me, you like a G, exciting me. Yep, physically inviting me, and I can shoot my rifle straight. Tell me how you like it, babe, and I can make your night today. Put you on a flight today, and we can fuck the night away. Living our life, okay, so you can be my wife today. Playing with yourself on that Skype make me want the cake. I eat the cake, anime, I beat it till the feeling gone. Fuck you to my music, so that's twice I done killed the song. And the way that thing's snatching, you done killed them thongs. And the numbers that I'm betting, I done killed the cone. Hey.
Slowly I go wrestle with my eye, and I can't wait to put my hands on you. Okay. Fire in her eyes. All I wanna do is make love to you.
Chevy, Fire in Your Eyes, the commercial break. It's 13-3. I guess the Thunder trying to get a last little run before they go out, everybody. It's Rudy's Underground Radio, 347-838-9825. That's number five, Fire in Your Eyes. And I got five more to go.
Wouldn't you just like to feel clean again? In Chicago and surrounding areas, Unique Towel Cleaning Service is the best cleaning service. We do basic cleaning and super cleaning, offices and apartment buildings. We will even clean your barber shop, your beauty shop, your spa or restaurant's towels and aprons. Call Unique Towel Cleaning Service at 773-484-5027. Ask us about our very special offer for our new clients. Call us at 773-484-5027 today and feel clean again.
Hello, this is Prentice L. Allison, founder and president of SPSI, Service Perfect Solutions Incorporated, a network of financial service professionals teaching people how to use life insurance and annuities to retain more of their income and pay the least tax on it. Our toll-free number is 877-902-9048. We are proud to have serviced more than 500 clients, national and international, from ages 0 to 99 for the past 30 years. My tip to you today is, if you are a business owner with at least one employee, including yourself, it would behoove you to get business life insurance. Why? Thank you for asking. 7 points I want to leave with you. Your premiums are tax deductible. Your policy bills cash tax deferred. Your cash reserve inside the policy is yours to use tax-free. The policy will replace your income if death occurred prematurely. The company will pay the premiums if you become disabled. The policy will return all premiums to you when you retire. Last but not least, make sure your agent is well experienced in business life insurance. Stay tuned for more tips on how to use life insurance and annuities to help yourself today and protect your family and business tomorrow. This is Prentice L. Allison, president of SPSI. Toll-free number is 877-902-9048. I wish you well, and to God be the glory.
My boy.
and gain. Stop worrying about everybody, you put the stress in the game. Learn how to adjust to the world when you're 15 minutes in game. Whoa, I got new dreams, like copping some new dreams, like getting drafted into the pros with a new team. Not talking about root dreams, I'm talking about what you think. All these years of rocking the mic, then came a full swing. Look, how to make some changes to becoming famous. Can't keep hanging with you lames, this shit is getting contagious. So listen closely, this is how it's supposed to be. The living definition of shine, notice me. See, I done battled the best and dazzled the rest. Got tackled by best, got back up and handled the rest. See, I be spitting this flame, I'ma split in the fame. Y'all be jacking my style, cause I'm the shit in the game. What you haters gonna do when I go overboard? What you haters gonna do when I'm on that over show? I done took my 15 minutes to flip it to 30. You heard me, I'm known as a living legend way down in the dirty, dirty. Everybody wants their 15 minutes of fame, but nobody wants to take life's lessons in vain. When all we really wanna do is just to question our pain, or judge ourselves with stimulants that's caressing our brain. When you need a polish off and start finessing the game, and every day thank the Lord for all your blessings and gain. Stop worrying about everybody, you put the stress in the game. Learn how to adjust to the world when you're 15 minutes in game. I heard you had money, I heard you liked the stunt hall, but I heard it wasn't funny when they evicted you on the front yard. You just wanted to slump back in the seats of the latest rides. You just wanted to jump back in the streets with them hazy eyes. Take a second to realize you made nothing to something. Take a second to realize you made that something to nothing. Fam, you should've learned to stack the money for rainy days. Didn't know how to act with money, so now you just fading away. If you got money and power, you remain so violent. If you're broken about an hour, you remain so silent. Soon as you struggle, record label will drop you in the swamp. Went through all that damn trouble and only ate for a month. Yeah, when you like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. To the penthouse, to the roof, I'm the truth, go to war, no truce, I put that on my future coupe. Woo! No fuse, when I shock them they blew, lost the power they knew, I gained it all time too. I'm a prophet and profit, you know I'm all about it. I've been hearing they calls, I still got them, they get my garbage. We replace weak with strong, what you been working out? Play the T instead of that bull, they best to work around us. I must crush the boss at my circumference. You could fool me once, but I've been fooled now, it's done, over with. Now I'm off to the beat on my soldier shit. Hustle till it becomes impossible to fall my grip, then I just keep hustling. To the farthest thing from struggling, entry level to running it. Like civilian to government, always on new things. I got a new boo thing, new moves made. Gotta keep it fresh cause it's a new game. Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. Let me step my hustle way up, something like a D-Rose layup. R.A. on the CD, only way that you could play us. Otherwise just pay us, so we at your head like makeup. They sleeping on your boy, I think it's about that time to wake up, player. I'm headed up, my flow is the elevator. We blowing up, each line is like a detonator. Heavy on the hit, surrounded by feather waiters. I'm the nigga eating, I never been a waiter. Man, I'm so impatient, I'ma make it happen now. Quick combo to the game, bruise him up like Pacquiao. She got it up with no hop, so I let her back me down. And gave her back shots all day, you happy now? Can you hear it back in the mix and the jiffy? Only make moves, if it's for my squad, up in the fit me. With all that ignorance, you can miss me. We step our hustle up over here, clearly, cause it's like every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator. I does my thing. Fresh and major, razor sharp my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Yeah, yeah. Fall, winter, spring, summer, winter seasons turn, hope to see a million earn. making the time frame suggest to me. I'm the topic that's trending, style is transcendent. If you looking for me, catch me on the come up out here hustling for a deal. Never catch me in a slumber. What you hear is hunger, beyond chasing numbers. I can't live like Dan, taking nothing from me.
I was lonely even before I was lonely. Turning over my name is just a temporary loan.
Let them get their money out me, then I get it back. Utilize the system just to get my name across the map. I ain't ballin', too busy investing. Branding my name like Spalding, I refuse to be rejected.
Why?
Acquired a hustle and then perfected it. Been my soul, now the whole world is respected.
Hey, every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Every time you catch me, I'm always on something new. I figure big is the best way, so that's just how I do. I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
I does my thing.
Fresh and major, razor sharp, my grind, raise up my hustle on elevator.
Crush on you.
a little something for the people. Bruh, think y'all should.
And talk about the victim last night that got popped. And who the best on the block with the crack rock? Play a lot of pocket banging till the track stop. It's in our nature to run into this jackpot. Hoping not to scrape the flow for that rah-rah. But you envision that trip and sipping my ties. The anticipation turns to aggravation. So when words of wisdom so you hear blah blah. Cause if that wise guy turns to a wise guy, I pray to God that that guy ain't on a high rise. And if he is, I hope the earth he got nine lives. See, this is the type of life I seen with my eyes. Go boys whipping in the ghost fire. On the 9 to 5, but no bow ties. Cause when Jay's on the street, the solo, no lie. All black attire, shooting with a bow tie.
Time comes when silence is betrayal. Even when pressed by the demands of inner truth, men do not easily assume the task of opposing their government's policy, especially in time of war.
And watch a nigga kill another nigga. So one dead, one in jail, so soon there'll be no niggas. They scamming for the dough, nigga. I can't trust them, I don't know them. Them yo niggas, I need the source. They either leave or buy. Cause these niggas don't care if I breathe or die. So put your pride aside and let your wings fly. Don't be a middleman, be the man who supplies. The definition of a boss, let it multiply. And if they oppose that, they all can die. Cause if they move fast, that's when them cautions fly. So I'd rather be alive than a homicide. Feel my spirit, see my girl and my mama cry. And all my niggas pouring liquor for the honor. I vow to be the realest without ever saying it. So serious, I ain't kidding, nigga, who you playing with?
Where
are
ranked on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be respected as a human being, to be given the rights of a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence by any means necessary.
By any means necessary.
Fucking the same chick your man had last week. Now he's emotional, so now you got beef. Instead of him checking out who the hoe be, next thing you know, he let go free. To the chest. Now we gotta lay another brother down to rest. That wall getting full, cause y'all full of the bull. No more level up, cause all they do now is cool. 15 years old, not even in school. But he know mathematics better than you. A community that knows everything about you. But when it goes down, they don't know what to do. What type of sense is that? No clue. So instead of waiting for them, you make the first move. Instead of talk about the victim last night that got popped, or who the best on the block with the crack rock.
If there is anyone out there who still doubts that America is a place where all things are possible, who still wonders if the dream of our founders is alive in our time, still question the power of our democracy, tonight is your answer.
And now, the mellow sounds of Jimmy Irvin.
Never meant to make you cry. You were the only one I've ever loved in my life. And though it's hard for me to show it, I've got to let you know it. Cause darling, I love you more each day. But the words got in my meant to make
can't do it. I can't do it no more. I can't sing no more sad songs. One, two, three, hit me. Bop, bop, bop it out of be bop, bop, bop. Yeah, bass man, come on up. One, two, three, hit me. Sound good. Yeah, saxophone on the floor. One, two, three, hit it.
Juneteenth is the oldest nationally celebrated commemoration of the end of slavery in the United States of America. It's from Galveston, Texas, its origin back in 1865. The observance is June 19th as African American Emancipation Day and has spread across the United States and beyond. Today, Juneteenth commemorates African American freedom and emphasizes education and achievement. It is a day, a week, and in some areas a month marked with celebrations, guest speakers, picnics, and family gatherings. It is a time for reflection and rejoicing. It is a time for assessment, self-improvement, and for planning the future. Its growing popularity signifies a level of maturity and dignity in America that is long overdue. In cities across the country, people of all races, nationalities, and religions are joining hands to truthfully acknowledge a period in our history that shaped and continues to influence our society today. Sensitized to the conditions and experience of others, only then can we make significant and lasting improvements in our society. In acknowledgement of Juneteenth, I do suggest that everyone reach out to their congressman and ask them and encourage them to support H.R. 40. Now we're going to move on to Jim Lee Underground Radio Network. And we're getting Kelly Edwards is checking in on the Jim Lee Underground Radio Network. But we got a lot of things happening on the page. Theodore Gray, he reached out that there's going to be Rhyme and Spoken Word at Bacardi in the Park coming up this summer, August 18th. So stay tuned. That's going to be Bacardi in the Park. That's going to be a spoken word series. It's going to be live tapings, and it's going to be what's going on. That's 320 West 35th Street and that's this summer, August 18th, Rhyme Spoken Word at Bacardi in the Park. And we want to thank Theodore for posting that up on the page. We also got a post from Showcase. Serious artists looking for shows, promo management. This year we'll be taking a selected few artists and we'll be offering all new promo packages that includes concert, photo shoots, videos, flyers, TV interviews, website features, and more. Get your career jump started today. Let's work. That's H3. You can call H3 Showcase at 708-965-2806. That's H3 Entertainment. So if you're an artist and you're in the area and you're looking for some management or some shows, check them out. They're on the Jimmy Lee page. Ken Cartier, we got your music. So check us out on New Music Thursday, Ken Cartier Low, where we download your Love 'Em All music. Of course, we got to talk about our boy Theo. Check out his video doing Who's Making Love. It's on our page. There's a webinar coming up, anymeeting.com. They need community news reporters. So you can contact Sonia Perdue, her link at the Chicago Black Business Network, anymeeting.com, and contact Sonia Perdue. They're looking for community reporters. Also, Beans Made Mobile, always popping. What's going on in the ATL for all ATL listeners? Hot 107.9, the official birthday bash weekend kickoff. It's every Friday at the Primo Nightclub, 960 Spring Street in Atlanta, Georgia. Ladies are free all night. Live broadcast on 107.9. And if you tell them you heard it, Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network, you'll get a free shot of Captain Morgan. Because why, Jimmy?
Everybody has a little
captain in them. Also, we can check out everything that Beans got going on. It's on our page. If you're trying to book Theo, host who made it up to number 2, I think, on the top 10, you can contact him, 773-630-2261. And thank you, Theo, for posting on our page. And we want to thank everybody. If you have some new music, send it to jimmyleeunderground@gmail.com. Send in a WAV file, WMA file, or a MP3 file, and we'll put you down. Thank you, and remember, this is Jimmy Lee Underground Radio Network.
Man, that was 10 straight points by the Heat, man. Within 2 minutes. Hold on, man. I'm going to give you a little peep of it.
8 points already. Well, he wasn't even getting playing time for a while in the playoffs, J.D., but I think it was prompted by the lack of performance by Chalmers, who is playing, as I mentioned, a kind of passive game, not even looking at the basket, has missed on his last, he's 2 for his last 18, and not giving him anything at the defensive end either. And Norris Cole has stepped into the breach. He's quick, he can defend the ball, and he has shown he can knock down the distance shot. Small unit out there for OKC, UB.
Yeah, right now, in the last 3 possessions, they're 0 for 2 from the field with 1 turnover.
Thunder have it in play. Westbrook comes to get it. Westbrook right of the key. Driving the lane down is Cephalosha. He scoops one up, no good. Loose ball rebound, it's in. Here come the Heat. LeBron into the lane, trying to hook a tough pass off to Wade along the left baseline. The ball knocked out of bounds.
Got a little more Juneteenth history. I don't know if Emmy touched into it. I stepped out the room. But, you know, Juneteenth is the oldest known celebration commemorating the ending of slavery here in the United States of America. This dates back to 1865. It was on June 19th that the Union soldiers led by Major General Gordon Granger led at Galveston. No, this was 2.5 years after President Lincoln emancipated proclamation. 4-point lead for the Heat, everybody, down by 4 now. Which had become official January 1863. You read that, Ebony? Oh, even in Granger Park?
I didn't read. What did you read? Okay.
It officially became 1863. The Emancipation Proclamation had little impact on Texas due to the minimum number of Union troops to enforce the new executive order. However, with the surrender of General Lee in April of 1865 and the arrival of General Granger Regiment, the forces were finally strong enough to influence and overcome the resistance. Later attempts to explain this 2.5 year delay in the the receipt of this important news have yielded several versions that have been handed down through the years. Often told is a story of a messenger who was murdered on his way to Texas with the news of freedom. Another is that the news was deliberately withheld by enslavers to maintain the labor force on the plantation. And still another is the federal troops actually waited for the slaves to enforce the Emancipation Proclamation on their own. Now, yeah, and the big one was that they wanted to get one last cotton harvest for Texas. All this can be true, or none of it can be true. Certainly for some, President Lincoln's authority over the rebellious states was in question. For whatsoever the reasons, conditions in Texas remained the status quo, well beyond what is statutory. Now, General Order Number 3. One of General Granger's first order of business was to read to the people of Texas General Order Number 3, which began most significantly with, "The people of Texas are informed that in accordance with the proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection herefore existing between them become that between employer and free labor." That was General Order Number 3. The reaction to this profound news ranged from pure shock to immediate jubilation, while many lingered to learn of the new employer to employee relationship. Many left before these offers were completely off the lips of their former masters, attesting the very conditions on the plantation and the realization of freedom. Even with nowhere to go, many felt that leaving the plantation would be the first grasp of freedom. North was a logical destination, and for many, it represented true freedom, while the desire to reach family members in neighboring states drove some to Louisiana, Arkansas, Oklahoma. Settling into these new areas as free men and women brought on new realities and challenges of establishing herefore non-existent status for black people in America. Recounting the memories of the great day in June of 1865 and its festivities would serve as motivation as well as a release from the growing pressures encountered in the new territory. The celebration of June 19th was coined Juneteenth and grew more with preparation from descendants. The Juneteenth celebration was a time for reassuring each other, for praying, and for gathering remaining family members. Juneteenth continued to be highly revered in Texas decades later, and many former slaves and descendants making an annual pilgrimage back to Galveston on this day. That's a little history on Juneteenth, everybody. We're going to kick it to a commercial break right about now. False flag commercial break.
Damn. Okay, now listen to this. A mystical teacher sat by the seaside. It was about 5 o'clock because we heard the free ride. Anyway, the teacher was talking in stride, sitting upon a rock that was wide, warning against false pride. "Come to where I reside," a woman cried, and the teacher replied, "Do you serve your fish fried?" "Yes," she replied, "with potato salad on the side." And the teacher replied, "Well, where do you reside?" She said, "Up on the hillside. It's not a far ride. If you came to have dinner, I would be so gratified." The teacher replied, "It's 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, you decide." She replied, "7 o'clock, do you like stir-fried?" She was mystified and felt so dignified, the teacher was coming to the house where she resides. So she purified with pesticides, called her friends nationwide. Some of her friends tongue-tied, they felt so glorified. She made steamed fish, baked fish, fish that was fried, soup, steamed vegetables, potato salad on the side. You could smell the bread in the oven far and wide, natural juices and water purified. Organic fruits brought from the countryside with silver forks and knives placed side by side. You could not be dissatisfied. Looking out the window, staring at the mountainside, you would have died. 6:59, she's swollen with pride. As the moment intensified, there's a knock from outside. She opens the door, for the teacher has arrived. But to her surprise, it was a bum who cried, "Please, I smelt the bread from outside. One piece." And then she replied, "The teacher is coming. He's soon to have arrived. You're making me look bad. Come on now, step aside." The bum then replied, "When I say I'm hungry, I haven't lied. Give me some of that chicken that you just fried." She replied, "Chicken? Fried? No, that's for the teacher. You're not purified." Then she slammed the door and went back inside. Sat on the couch with the TV guide. She looked at the clock. It was 7:09, then 7:30. He still hasn't arrived. 8 o'clock, she's on the downside. 9 o'clock, by now she's teary-eyed. She's pissed off and her anger multiplied. She cried, then fell asleep dissatisfied. Next day she woke up and was preoccupied with meeting the mystical teacher who lied. Where could he hide? She ran down by the seaside. He was there teaching about false pride. "You lied," she replied, "you lied. You said you'd be there at 7 o'clock, you lied." He replied, "No, I have not lied. I came at 6:59 and you told me to move aside. I asked for bread and the chicken that was fried, and you said that I wasn't purified." She replied, "I wasn't notified. I had no idea that you was the bum that cried." And the teacher sighed, then replied, "This concludes our lesson on false pride."
Are you the parent of a troubled teen, or you just want to have a closer relationship with your child? If so, sign up for our free webinar called 5 Easy Tips to Effective Communication with Your Teen right now, hosted by teen expert Release Henry. Log on to successfulteenparenting.com/webinar.
Walking down the street now is a dangerous thing. There are drug dealers, crack houses, gang members, and crackheads. People fighting, cursing, and killing too. So much chaos, we don't know what to do. But if people only knew that they are hurting little children, if they can only see what our community could be. When in consultation, 1, stay calm. 2, try to say something positive. 3, tell the person what's on your mind. 4, ask if the person understands. 5, thank the person for listening if you can. Come on, y'all, let's be an example. It has to start somewhere. How about now? For more information on ways to prevent violent crimes, contact Totally Positive Productions at 773-488-9553.
Somewhere a child is waiting. Somewhere a child is waiting for you, and Unity Parenting and Counseling makes it possible for that child to be connected with his new family. Unity Parenting and Counseling will help you through the application process, training, and certification. Call Brenda Weatherspoon today at 312-455-0007 to be connected at the heart. Call 312-455-0007 today so that each day that child is closer to home.
In this, her first romance novel, State of Ecstasy, Jew Ephraim finds passion on the lush island of Martinique. Reminiscent of the works of Kripas and Lawrence, Jew Ephraim's rich emotional landscape delivers an achingly accessible complexity that makes State of Ecstasy steamy, provocative, and fresh, and its author a forceful new voice who brings an entirely new level of heat to romance. With her soon-to-be-released paranormal novel, Ephraim is giving us a brand new insight into this genre. Find her books on Amazon, iTunes, and wherever books are sold.
Tired, stressed out, or just need me or we time? Then Phoenix Rising, Baltimore's exclusive bed and breakfast, is the place for you. Phoenix Rising offers an unforgettable, rejuvenating experience with exquisite guest rooms. Find peace and calm in the Sedona Room or Haitian Room, or relax in front of a marble fireplace in the Serengeti Room. Call 410-462-2692 today to schedule your escape to Phoenix Rising. Visit us online at phoenixrising.com.
Get
Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. The Jazz Cafe is one of the main distributors of the Organo Gold Coffee. It gives natural energy delivered right to your doorstep. If you want to order your coffee today, contact Shauna at 601-918-2079 or go to 601jazzcafe.organogold.com. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. Got your black coffee at the Jazz Cafe. Got your mocha at the Jazz Cafe. Got your latte at the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe. At the Jazz Cafe.
Turn my headphones up. Louder.
LOLOLO, white America, assassinate my character. Money matrimony, yeah, they tryna break the marriage up. Who gon' act phony, yeah, who gon' try to embarrass ya? I'ma need a day off, I think I called Ferris up.
Bueller had a Mueller, but I switched it for a Miele, cause I'm richer. And prior to this shit was moving free big.
Had a conference with the DJ,
yeah.
Puerto Rico 3 days.
Polly with the PDs, now they got that shit on replay.
Sorry I'm in pajamas, but I just get off the PJ. And last party we had, they shut down Privé.
Ain't that where the heat play?
Yeah.
Niggas take ballers these days.
Yeah. Ain't that like LeBron James?
Ain't that just like D-Wade? Wait.
What you need? What you need?
What's up, motherfucker? Where my money at? You gon' make me come down to your house where your mommy at? Mommy rap the kids, have them crying for they mommy back. Tell me that your daddy is. Tell him I just want my rack.
Racks on racks on racks.
Rack.
Made backs on backs on backs on backs on backs.
Who in that?
Oh shit, it's just blacks on blacks on blacks. 100 stacks.
How you get it?
Nigga laying raps on tracks.
I wish I could get you the feeling. I'm planking on the million. I'm riding through your hood. You can bank, I ain't got no ceiling.
Made a left on no strength ass.
Right.
We in Bed-Stuy.
Made a right on 79. I'm coming down South Shore Drive.
I was made in Chi-Town.
Brooklyn to our top.
Underground Radio Network. Let me bring in my lady, DC Dana, coming in, checking in. And we got somebody at 659 on the line, too. Why don't you find out who that is? Happy Juneteenth, Dana. What's happening?
Happy Juneteenth, Jimmy. How you doing?
All right, all right. Is that a new holiday?
Happy Juneteenth.
Yes, it is. Are you familiar with the Juneteenth holiday?
Does that mean everyone should be given a day off work?
Yeah, you're supposed to get there for a while. I remember the Juneteenth holiday, though.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful, and thank you for that history lesson that you gave us, because it's very important. You know, a lot of people don't truly understand the significance of the day. So it's wonderful that you were able to enlighten us.
Yeah, Juneteenth is the day, you know, we celebrate. I learned about it when I went to school, and I vowed every Juneteenth that I would make sure everybody know this is the day that everybody who slept, everybody was sleeping, woke up and realized, hey, we free. We free. Great Republican has freed us. We free right about now. Let me see who Diane 6 right here. Hey, caller, who's this right here?
Wait, say again?
Hello, I'm talking about, I got somebody from 216-659. Who is this caller? What's up? It's Desert Storm. What's going on?
Okay, you came in. Hey, happy Juneteenth, Sean. What's going on, Desert Storm? Happy Tom Juneteenth.
What's up? Hey, what's up, DC Dana?
How you doing, Desert Storm?
I'm all right. What's going on?
What's going on with Juneteenth? How you celebrating it?
I'm just chilling, man. What happened on Juneteenth?
See, this is what happened on Juneteenth. The people of Texas are informed that in accordance to the proclamation from the executive order of the United States, all slaves are free. This involves an absolute equality of rights and rights of property between former masters and slaves, and the connection herefor existing between them becomes that between employer and free labor. For Juneteenth, the year was 1865.
Oh, okay, the Emancipation Proclamation, that's what you're saying.
Was signed on January 1st, 1863. 2 years later, slaves in Texas were still on the cotton field because they didn't get the information yet. They didn't get the news. Until June 19th, they finally got the records that they was free, and that was the day they all put down their plows. And they all left Texas. They all left Galveston, Texas, June 19th, 1865. The last state in the Union found out that they was free when the Union Army went down there to enforce General Order Number 3. And that was June 19th, 1865. So all us full black radicals and revolutionaries, we celebrate this day with pride because we realize this is the day that people woke up and realized it was free, that they had to mess with the master city no more, you know. Even though the Democrats get everybody still asleep, everybody ain't recognizing the great holidays that we have right now.
Was a proclamation a law?
It was a law that all states had to abide by. And the only state that didn't go down with it was Texas. Now, here's the reasons. Now, I read them earlier, but here's the reasons why they said Texas was the last state to get it. One reason was that the messenger who was holding information down to Texas, he was murdered. That was one. The other rumor was that it was deliberately held so they could maintain the slave ownership there. And one was enforced so Texas could get that one last cotton harvest. Whatever it was, they had jacked those blacks out there and didn't tell them it was free and got about two more years of free labor out of them.
Right. They had to look, now, that was a big secret.
Right. And so June 19th, when everybody found out about it, Major General Gordon Granger grew up to Galveston, Texas with a whole regiment to put down this little rebellious state of Texas who was not accepting Lincoln authority and felt that they can keep slaves. And
how you feel about some people saying that the Emancipation Proclamation was nothing but a statement. It wasn't law. We ain't free yet because it wasn't made a law.
Because of General Order Number 3. Well, I'm going right here because I'm going back to history how in Texas they try to get off with that language right there, and it was shot down then because they realized for 2 years that's number a statement. They ain't mean nothing. Y'all ain't free.
Well, how come they didn't make it a law, Jimmy?
Listen, on this day right here, Juneteenth, we're to tell all the Negroes and slaves that no, it was not writing on a piece of paper. You are free. Put down your plows. Walk off the fields on June 19th.
But what I want to know is, when they kept the secret for 2 years, did they have to give them back pay?
Well, no, listen. People didn't want, once they found out that it was free, they didn't want to stick around to find out if I can be your employer or your employee. They jetted out. Some went to Oklahoma, Alabama, Louisiana. A bunch of them came up north. Nobody, half the population just left. If there was 100 slaves in Galveston, Texas, when they found out it was free, 7 stayed. They're too old to leave. I'm just saying, they're just too old to leave. And so they didn't look at that as being a piece of paper or a statement. And when General Granger came in and read General Order Number 3, which began most significantly with, the people of Texas are informed that in accordance with the proclamation from the executive of the United States, all slaves are free. Now,
oh, that just means they couldn't work for free.
He came to him. No, he said this, that from this point on, they must have a relationship between an employer and an employee. That's it.
Okay. All right. Well, how you feel about when the Moors say that we still slaves, because the word citizen means slave? And when they say the problem,
well, the Moors want to say everybody. Moors want to go and say everybody's a slave,
right?
Not only blacks, but all people who fall well within the government. Are you just listening blacks? Are you listening to all people of America?
I'm going by indigenous rights and stuff like that. Sovereignty and stuff. But indigenous.
I'm here with you, Stan. So are you saying just
and
African
being that we have to pay tax?
This is colorblind. The point you're making is colorblind, right? Not only for African Americans, but for everybody, correct?
Yeah.
Right. So they ain't got nothing to do with the proclamation.
Because we're all quiet.
All I'm saying is they ain't got nothing to do with the Emancipation Proclamation. Because the Emancipation Proclamation
you
has to do with
black. You don't like knowledge, do you?
What I'm saying is this. And what you're speaking on is what the Moors are saying for all people, all nationalities, black, white, Asians, everybody that's here in America that's under citizenship, under that, what you want to rock, what you're rocking. But all I'm saying is the Emancipation Proclamation freed citizens that were slaves, that were freed born Americans that were enslaved.
You couldn't work for free. That's all. You couldn't work for free, basically, right?
Well, for the point of, or be whipped, or be kidnapped, or have your family extracted from you, or have any. You was enabled to have all rights that of there before the Constitution. That's what I'm saying now. UPSs and remember barcode UPSs and Social Security numbers and yada yada. You know, we can go pre 1900s. But I'm talking about 1800s here. Before barcodes, before Social Security cards, before birth certificates, before all that was even enacted. I'm coming up for all that jumped off before everybody got the more out spot. I'm talking about when gold was a common currency of the land and that there was no Social Security number that tracked you. I'm going to 1800s. Now, on June 19th, 1865, the last Negro in Galveston, Texas, put a plow down that says, no more. No more will I work for free. No more will you take my wife from me, white man, gay, no more, on June 19th.
So then, okay, all right, I understand, June 19th, okay, you just couldn't work for free no more. So I'm kind of
Nor could you be sold, bought, raped. You had all free rights, I'm just saying. They cannot come in and separate your family no more. You can buy land. You can run for office. You can be a congressman now, a state rep. Oh, hell, you can be lieutenant governor. Oh, hell, why not senator? Oh,
okay.
What the hell? Why not United States Congress right now? That's all I'm saying. That's what happened after June 19th. You know, we got.
But right. even though that right was, even though on June 19th, yes, of course, the message was given that slavery, that all the slaves were supposedly free, according to the Constitution, a man is still not, an African-American is still not considered 100% of a person. They're still considered to be three-quarters of a person.
But the Constitution also said this, though. Let's go to the flaw in that Constitution. Any person born on American soil is an American citizen. So all those descendants of slaves who had children owned here in America, their kids were therefore Americans. Now, maybe those people that came over to Africa might be considered three-fourths originals, but everybody after there was considered to be citizens. It didn't say black, it didn't say white, it says anybody born here on American shores. I mean, maybe the Africans that came here was considered that way, or maybe the immigrants or the people that was not born in this country, maybe they're considered that way, but as you was born on the spot, you consider all rights and benefits. Ask that Jamaican woman to marry my man. He'll tell you
all
that.
Rights and benefits, okay.
Right.
That people are still fighting for their rights even today, and slavery was abolished back in the 1860s. So here more than 150 years later, people are still crying the same word that they want to be free. So even though it was abolished, we know that freedom isn't free, and it still has not been given to all people. There's a perception of freedom, and there are things that govern us as people that don't allow those same freedoms and liberties that we are that we supposedly have.
Well, to quote a Public Enemy album, freedom is a road seldom traveled by the multitude because it's easy to be a slave. Point blank. It's easy to be a slave. It's easy to be a nigga. Everybody hate a black man. Everybody love niggas. So, I mean, everybody choose to be a slave. He don't choose to be free. Everybody choose to be zombies. I go like here. Back in 1800s, zombieism, cannibalism was outlawed. Cannibalism is hot right now. Back in the day, homosexuality was outlawed. Homosexuality was hot right now. I mean, we're like it today. We're almost like it to the days of Noah. What it was in the past, what it is right now, and pretty soon, if somebody want to eat somebody face off, we got to let that happen now. If somebody
no,
has a taste,
that's not true.
Dana, because we cannot discriminate against appetite neither. Listen. We can't discriminate against appetite neither. There's society with vampirism going around where people like to get bit on or eaten on or gnawed on. I'm just saying, there's deviant culture behavior that's you know, there's people that want to walk around in diapers all day long and have people change them. I'm just saying. You know?
And that's okay if that's what they... Those are fetishes that some people have, and if that's what they choose to do, as long as they're not...
I'm not tripping on that before.
That's what makes you feel good as a person. We're not allowing them to do what they do.
No, we can't discriminate. Listen, Dana, I pick your whole discrimination thing to 10th degree because I was looking at it. Your methodology can apply to everything, and we damn near might need that because in a minute, there's going to be a population of cannibals that's going to want to have the right to just to be, you know, buying corpse. Listen, right now we have an overcrowding of dead bodies here in the morgue. I'm quite sure we ain't got nowhere to bury these people. There's a whole society of people right now that want to put them on a grill. And who are we to
say?
You
said the movie Soylent Green, didn't you?
I'm not scaring you. Cannibalism is real out here, Dana. If you're going to sit here and not say, we done went to city after city, five you eating brains and intestines. I mean, it's an epidemic. If we're going to sit here and deny cannibalism, we cannot deny it right now. I'm just saying.
But see, cannibalism isn't something that has...
A porn star just ate somebody recently. Emily got another cannibalism story just recently. Every week is a cannibal story.
Look at Jeffrey Dahmer. Jeffrey Dahmer, in that case, was a cannibal. Because
he
also ate his victim.
He went down to Boys Town and got hungry. Every time the man got hungry, he drove from Milwaukee, went down to Boys Town, got somebody drunk, and brought him home to take out dinner. And that's all it was. He came shopping. he said, nobody's going to miss him. I'm going to bring him back to the crib and just cook him up. I mean, the man was doing it for years. He was doing it for years. So what I'm saying is, and here, who are we? Who are we to say Dahmer was a sick man?
Dahmer was breaking the law.
I mean, everybody said
Dahmer was breaking the law, but you can't compare law-abiding citizens with someone that is a murderer.
Hold on, but listen. What we're saying is this. Who said we killed him? Dude might have said, hey, eat me. I don't want to live no more. Take a bite out of me.
But even if he asked him to do that, it is illegal.
But again, those are antiquated laws, Dana. Who just want to eat people, Dana. And people need to just change the laws because there's a certain group of individuals that just love gnawing on people right now. I mean, look at Shango out there over there in Baltimore. Wait, that man. I mean, he probably loved doing stuff like that, man. I mean, hey.
That's a scare tactic. And
it's not a scare tactic.
A tactic to cause fear and create fear in Americans.
Dana, people are not even...
Even without the zombies, the criminals are feeding on one another every day. And they're not...
Okay, Dana,
not
going to get on the zombies
because
it's Dana. If you were to ask somebody walking down the street, have you heard about zombies and stuff, they'll say no. It's not a fear tactic. It's a dumbing down factor that people do not need to know that there's an epidemic of cannibalism out there. Now, if it's a fear factor, people will be prepared. People are blowing it off, Dana. They have gotten to you too, Dana, because the truth is in the pudding. Every week for 2 weeks in a row, we'd have popped out a new cannibal story.
Kenny has one
right now of a porn star who flipped out. And there's eat-out scene, and he totally ate the money, ate the actor. How the song?
And that's because there is a certain group of people that have a vested interest in creating this fear about these people eating one another. We know what all the zombies look like.
Ain't nobody
so
getting
I heard pineal glands taste real good, and they get you real high.
You see, even Sean done tried a human orgasm.
I heard that's what people do.
People are excited right now, and we cannot discriminate to a group of people who feel that eating on human flesh is desirable to them. We cannot discriminate against vampirism. Now, if there's a bunch of bodies laying in the morgue of paupers who are sitting here in Chicago, Cook County, and we can't get them over to bury them, why not give them to people like Dahmer and these people that want to just nibble on some human flesh? Give it to them.
No, because like I said, that's a scare tactic. Once upon a time,
little boys are scared of homosexuals. Now they can't be scared of homosexuals because that's the wrong thing to have little boys scared of people that's different than they are. We cannot be practicing discrimination.
What about in Thailand?
Dana, listen. Right here, everybody's saying, what's wrong with this boy in Philadelphia taking a shower with a young man? That's what's scary, right? Shouldn't that be scary? Of course it's scary. That's what I mean, Sean. Practice of it's odd. So what I'm saying is this. Because somebody got different dietary laws, Dana.
I got to go. I'll ring y'all back. Got to go.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everybody got different dietary laws, Dana, than you. Does not necessarily mean... It's not necessarily mean we should discriminate. There's people that eat bears. There are people that eat pork. I mean, I'm just saying. There's people right here that's eating cloned sheep. There's people that's eating tofu. We cannot discriminate against people dietary laws. You know, if a man want a little leg and thigh, what the hell? Let him get a little leg and thigh. If a man want a little breast, hey, get a man a titty. But listen, I'm about to go to a commercial break for a second, Dana. Give me these underground radio network things. Hold on.
Now, Jimmy, if you look at what's happening with all the crime in some cities, yes, they may not be physically eating one another, but they're feeding off of each other and they're feeding off others in the neighborhood. When people go out and rob one another, they're feeding off a person's vulnerability. And again, another way of feeding off of the person. So even without the cannibals in the United States, people have been feeding off of one another for years.
You know, Janet, you're right. And you know the only thing that in today's society can prevent this atrocity of zombies eating on you and robbers preying on you, a.k.a. eating on you, is by packing a gun and popping first and standing your ground. That's all. That's the only thing that can stop it, Dana, because if the criminals got guns feeding off you and you can't defend yourself, and the zombies are coming head on strong and bullets can't stop them eating on you, what am I supposed to do?
Martial law is not the answer. The answer is that we need to figure out a way to become
zombies.
To become
zombies, dead corpse,
Then you watch to see what's happening. Because let me tell you something. Let's be real, Dana. They want to blame the bath salt. Let's blame the food. There's a lot of clone food out here. There's a lot of clone sheep, a lot of clone animals. There's a lot of non-real food that's out here in the market. Why can't this food be causing this reaction? How about this, Dana? Earlier in the show this month, we talked about the possibilities of the test tube babies. How come it can't be test tube babies finally snapping off and going natural?
And needs the taste of
human blood to become real.
Why can't it be someone that was slipped a medication that made them go crazy and made them react in that way? I mean, there is. If it was bath salts, then one would have to wonder, how is it that only African American men are getting a hold of these bath salts that are causing them?
Okay, how about this, Dana? Once upon a time, there's a Hollywood star. I forgot her name. Who was made Bruce Willis? What's the lady's name? Made Bruce Willis, young girl, black hair.
Demi Moore
snapped off one time. And since she had got some synthetic drugs, it wasn't legal drugs, they almost called the paramedics on her ass to calm her down and what have you, but she went to rehab. She snapped off the salt. I'm just saying, if you trace it down, baby,
there was no report that she ate a body, that she was a zombie. There was no report that she was a cannibal. The only reports that have been made about these cannibals are African-American men. And so there has to be something. I mean, either it's a
white man that's jumping off. It's a white man that's jumping off behind a police station whacking their winky with his salt.
There's fear in Americans, and have a fear that is aimed and targeted towards African American men, or there's something else going on, because the likelihood of a drug dealer only selling the least bad drug to African-American men is very slim to none. The likelihood of only African-American men using these bath salts that are causing them to exhibit zombie-like behavior is slim to none. So then you'd have to wonder, what is it that's causing this report to go out right now? And what is it that's causing people to start talking about zombie attacks? And again, zombie attacks are the zombies that have been reported are only African American men.
Okay, Dana. Well, I'm going to play a commercial, and I want you to do me a survey. Survey everybody around you in that area and ask them how they heard about the zombie apocalypse, and let me know what you've gathered, and then we'll have a fear check. We'll do a little quick survey right now of everybody you're around, Dana, and I need a water break. I'll be back in 3 minutes, 48 seconds.
Partners in Community Building focuses on credit building, financial literacy, and home ownership for residents throughout Chicago and Illinois. All of our services are free. Call 312-328-0873 to get additional information on our homeownership counseling, rental assistance, Cook County foreclosure mediation, and small accessible repairs for seniors programs. PCIB is a HUD-certified nonprofit counseling agency committed to addressing the housing needs of all people. Call 312-328-0873 to schedule an appointment or visit us at www.pcibchicago.org.
For true inspiration, check out singer, songwriter, and radio personality Sylvia Fedrick. Sylvia, your sister under God's construction, brings to you her best in Christian contemporary gospel tunes, and they are available for download at www.sangsyl.com. That's SANGSYL.com. Or you can visit her profile at Chicago Black Business Network. For bookings, call Sassy Michelle at 512-914-4221. Want to learn the secrets of the wealthy? Do you think that the wealthy sell their gold and silver, or do they buy gold and silver? Learn to create wealth, collect wealth, and preserve wealth for you and future generations. Find out how you can acquire free silver every month. Visit goldandsilverplan.com. That's goldandsilverplan.com. What you don't know can keep you struggling financially. What you know can change your life. Be in the know. Visit goldandsilverplan.com today.
Hey, you want more money in your pocket, right? Savers are losers, unless you save like the rich and beat inflation. The secret? Save the right kind of money. pure, solid 24-karat gold or silver for as little as $20 a week, direct from the mint. Don't spend money. Exchange bad money for good money. Start today at SaveMetalMoney.com. That's SaveMetalMoney.com. The chains of slavery in the modern world are not forged with links of iron, but with the bonds of limiting ideas and debt.
Be in business for yourself, but not by yourself. Team up with a company voted the 57th most promising by Forbes. With no money to collect from your customers, no credit checks, and no cost for you to join. Visit electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288. That's electricmoneyteam.com, 773-980-9288.
Hi there, I'm the X-Man, Xavier Paul. I'm a national network voiceover talent. You've heard my voice represent hundreds of brands and businesses for the past 15 years. Well, now it's your turn. I understand how important it is to promote your business or event in the right way. That starts with quality radio spot production and the nation's top voiceover talent. You might wonder, how do I get started? What's the best approach? What voice talent do I use? And most importantly, can I do it affordably? That's why I created CoolVoiceRadio.com. I take you to the finish line, giving you everything you need to advertise effectively on the radio. I'll help you create your concept, write your spot, even choose your music and cast your voice talent and get it aired on the radio. Now that's cool. Email me today at info@coolvoiceradio.com or call 646-326-7800 because nothing beats the right sound.
Christian preaching the Bible view on sodomy has been